been a while since I've done a show, and I thought, well, I probably should see it. There's been a lot of things I want to talk about, but I haven't got around to it because it's been crazy. We moved to a new building, and that's been hectic, I'd say, and it's kept me busy, so... But we're in a different location now. But anyway, I saw this movie coming out. I'm going to play a clip from the trailer of this movie, A Dog's Journey, and then we'll talk about that because I think it's really cool.
Ready? I'm ready.
Go, Bailey!
My name is Bailey, and this is my boy, Ethan.
You enjoying the breeze, boss dog?
I've lived a lot of lives as a lot of different dogs, but I always found my way back to Ethan.
Go!
That isn't getting any easier.
That isn't getting any easier.
This is CJ, the greatest new addition to our pack.
Doggy.
There's nothing in that cup.
I love mornings with our granddaughter.
So did I. Mostly because she gave me bacon.
Is he ever taking a bath with the filthy dog?
I'm just having fun.
Oh, CJ's mom wants to play too.
Oh my God!
Or not. Pretty soon, CJ had to move away.
Let us know where you wind up.
I wanted to chase the car, but I just didn't have the energy.
Bailey, you've done so much for me. When you come back the next time, take care of CJ. She needs you like I needed you.
And then it happened. I was a puppy again, and CJ was my new purpose. She was a gigantic baby now.
Sit.
You have to be the authority.
Lie down.
What is she saying? No idea.
You see?
CJ, I have a date tonight.
Again?
I could always tell when my girl needed me.
When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna...
Well, there you have it. That's kind of the trailer from the movie. So it looks like it's going to be very, if you love animals, I think it's going to be a cute movie. This is actually a follow-up, isn't it? They did another movie similar to this. But people will get on the subject and talk about it. I've heard more than one person talk about it, so I thought I'd share what I've learned, what I've always believed. But then I've had people on my show to talk about it that are more knowledgeable or have the ability to tap into these things. So The Dog's Journey is about a dog that stays with a family lifetime after lifetime and keeps coming back. And the grandfather knows this. He knows that the dog is being reincarnated. The granddaughter, who apparently is taken out of his life by the mother, I don't know what kind of agreement or disagreement they have, but he tells the dog to take care of his granddaughter. And when he comes back around, because the dog was getting old and he knew he was going to die, and the dog came back again, and you heard him talking about that. So the bigger question is there any truth in this movie? You know, and I think the reason I wanted to bring this up, because this is one of those movies where someone is trying to get the truth out. And I think there's a lot of these things going on. We just don't recognize it all the time. This movie, it could just simply be a movie, but I really believe that anytime you have a greater message in a movie, it's not coincidence. And I've heard that from many, many who have said that. I've had people on my show, psychics, people that call themselves animal psychics, that said, yes, animals do go on, and yes, animals do come back. Wouldn't that be nice to know? And there was something I read recently on, I think, Golden Age of Gaia, that talked about, or maybe it was another website, I forget, but it was somewhere on a website that said animals can come back. And generally, if you lost an animal and you want them to come back, plan on them, you know, say it, ask for it to the universe, and give it about 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you may have a potential. They'll come back that quickly, but you got to be on the lookout. And I've had many people tell me, maybe not many, but I've had more than a few tell me that the animal that they had that died, another one showed up in their life after that, and it was just like the previous animal, whether it was a dog or cat, or any kind of animal as a pet. This animal that showed up in their life it had all the same personality traits. And I think anybody that has animals, has ever had a pet, we know that they each have their own unique spark, don't they? Their own unique personality. And it's different. We've had, when I was a kid, we had several cats. And each cat, and my mom afterwards, after I moved away, she had more cats as well. And I learned that they just have their own unique personality, just like we do. And then, you know, if you studied metaphysical, they tell you that, you know, animals like cats and dogs are here to serve us. And this is what they truly enjoy doing. Not to be that we stand over them. They're here to guide us on our spiritual journey in a physical body. So that's why they come here. Are they any different than us? Well, the way it's been explained to me is that they're in limited consciousness, physical bodies that don't have as much consciousness as we have. But when you get away from physical bodies, they are no different than you and I. They're just on a different course of human or physical evolution. And they choose to assist in our journey. Now, some people will say that maybe we become an animal and then a human as we evolve. Some of that may happen. My best understanding is that usually we don't go that route. You choose to be one thing. Maybe you evolve up in different steps. One time you were a blade of grass, then you became a tree, whatever. And then now you've gone this route. But I am kind of the belief generally that those of us that pick physical human bodies choose that kind of from the beginning. Because there's enough to do there to learn. You know, I don't need to be a blade of grass, but maybe I was at one time. But I really believe animals do the same, and they come back again and again. And wouldn't it nice be to so many people are sad when they lose a pet. And I look at it as, yeah, it's hard to give anything up, isn't it? But it's part of our journey. And what if they go on? And what if they're coming back? And what if all you have to do is ask? So this movie is about that. And when I saw I had to cut a commercial for it. And then I started reading up on the movie and I thought, wow, I think this is a very truthful, in some ways, granted it's a movie, a very truthful movie that animals do come back and they come back to the same families because they want to help you, they want to serve you, and they love you. And we see them as being less than us when really they are equal. We just, you know, in their bodies, they're more limited, but they're very intelligent. I just read a story today. It was, we get this thing called show prep, and it allows me to use different things on the radio. Well, one of the things they talked about today was a dog who left his master's home and went over a mile away, crossing roads and everything, to go to where he was, a kennel where he was kept, because all of his buddies were there. And so he knew his way there, which they do. They have homing, basically a psychic sense, but they know how to return to other locations. And we think of them as kind of like, well, they're dumb critters. They don't act like us. Well, let's put our souls in those bodies and see how well, when you have a smaller brain, and maybe the one thing animals are is tapped in. They are tapped in the source more than we are. And they are more psychic than we are. Anybody that has a pet will know this, I believe. They sense when things are not right, don't they? They sense things about you. Absolutely. Everybody's told me that. Tons of people. Not many people have told me about their, you know, feeling that their animal came back. But I've had a few people, and maybe people just didn't realize that or believe that it was possible. So maybe this movie opens the possibility for people to realize love never ends. Love goes on, and it comes back. And in this case, it can come back rather quickly. With humans, research suggests that we generally take a lot longer before we return to the planet. Sometimes upwards 50, 60, 100 years or longer, depending. You know, I was told by a pet psychic that my cat, who I thought was just this incredible, wise soul for a cat, he survived with us for 17 years. He just seemed smarter. And this psychic, without even knowing anything about my cat, said, your cat is an old soul. And he chooses not to come back now because he's done this enough times. He's choosing to stay outside of it. But he said, you know, he's around you. And he shows me that he's lying near you while you're working in on this desk. And I had to stop and think, and then I realized, yeah, I do have an office kind of set up in one bedroom, and I will work there. And I've had dreams of him showing up and being around me. And I'm, you know, you're half out of it, so you don't know what is this. And I hear his purring. It's been a while. I haven't heard it in a while, but boy, I love that cat so dearly. And now, you know, back then I would have thought of him as just an animal that was lesser to me than me. But now I see him as an equal. Hmm? Now, when they're here, they don't always do the things that make it seem like that. But, you know, they're also teaching us. They're also trying to teach us that we have to be patient and have compassion. The most amazing thing about cats and dogs, and all animals, but I know more about cats and dogs, is that they heal us. They sense where we have bad energy. And a dog will do kind of silly things to help you heal. You know, they say people heal better in hospitals when dogs or cats are around. Why is that? It's their energy that they're bringing. Cats will actually lay on your body, and I've talked about this before, but they will purr, and they will lay in a certain section of your body to help you heal. Whether it's your chest, a lot of times it could be your heart chakra. They're trying to open that up. My cat laid at the crown of my head. I remember him doing that more than once. And it was shortly after that, or maybe around that time period, that I had these unusual out-of-body experiences. At least once, I remember for sure. So was he opening up my crown chakra? Maybe. I don't have all the facts. I don't remember exactly when that was, but I know we got him in the late 60s, and I had my first real vivid, what I call out-of-body experience in 1968 in a dream state. So was he laying near my head then? I think so. Plus, we had a lot of spirits in the house, and cats will protect you from them. So maybe that's why he crawled up on the bed. I remember when my brother was, he was pretty young, 5 or 6 years old, maybe younger. We had our bunk bed, so I had to be at least 5, I think, 4 or 5. And he was waking up in the middle of the night, and he was yelling, scared, because he saw stuff in the mirror. Now, see, where he was up in the top bunk bed, he could see into this big mirror we had on the dresser. I couldn't, where I was laying in the bottom one. And I'm glad I couldn't. I'm glad I could not see. But he saw things moving around. And he yelled out, and our mom came in the room, and mom grabbed him and carried him off to bed with her and our dad. And left me in there and said, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. If I only knew back then. But there's spirits. And there were a lot of spirits. We had a lot of spirits. And part of the reason was, it's another thing I learned, is that we had 2 oak trees in back of the building. And those oak trees are conduits for beings. A lot of beings are drawn to sacred trees, especially oak trees. And so they will, if you're near an oak tree, they'll kind of pass through your home. But they're not troublesome. We never had anything that I thought was dark or anything like that. Just a little bit curious, maybe. Make some noise. Show up in the mirror that my brother was... Anyway, so cats, I believe, truly protect us. Dogs, what I've read of dogs, maybe they do, certain breeds, but a lot of times they run away. But the amazing thing about animals is the love they give us. It is so unconditional, isn't it? And that is the love of Source. That's the love of God, in my opinion. And we could all learn a thing about that, couldn't we? An animal will never judge you. Now, you might change its behavior by yelling at it and scaring it. It's going to stay away from you. And you've seen people, animals that are trembling because of the way that they were treated, brought to the shelter, and then somebody new gets them, and the animal's very afraid. Because they do have that. But that doesn't mean that they hold anger against somebody or have hatred or judgment. They just have learned behavior. So we can learn so much from them. And I really believe there's a group of beings, as I've mentioned many times before, that are working secretly behind the scenes to bring enlightenment. And every so often, a movie will come forward, and it will perhaps open the eyes of many. And many don't even realize it. They think that, oh, well, okay, reincarnation, yeah, maybe. And they're trying to get us to see that maybe there's more truth in other things. I'm trying to think of Oh, The Shack. I think it was called The Shack. That was the last movie I thought that was truly trying to tell us something. And it was accepted by many people. There's a friend of mine who is a very Christian man, and he said that was one of his favorite movies, even though it's kind of a metaphysical movie, and God is portrayed as male and female. I think there's a total message coming out of that movie to gently nudge us, maybe to other possibilities. Now, if you don't believe in any of this, again, I never say anything to try to create division or create an argument or make you upset. So if you don't like what I'm saying, I am sorry, truly. But it's my opinion. It's my research. And if you want to express a comment, you can express a comment. Just do it in a pleasant way. Too often we attack each other so easily, and I don't wish to feed that. And I won't respond, but I just would delete it. But if you choose to disagree with me, you're more than welcome to do so. Express your opinion. I am just going by what I really feel I've learned over many years and the people I've talked to and the things I trust that they've said and my own experiences. That's all this really is about. That's basically what I base all of this program on. I think a dog's journey, even if you don't believe in that, I think it's going to touch a lot of souls. I hope it does. And then even if people don't open up to the possibility of reincarnation, you don't have to. Nobody's here trying to get you to do that. I think we're just trying to, some of us just feel that we're trying to put the truth out there. What we see is the truth. Does it mean it's the absolute truth? No. There's things I go back on all the time, and I think, okay, what do I really believe? Some things I believe 100% that I know in my core, and then there are other things I'm constantly going, well, I'm not sure. And I think that's good in a way to keep an open mind and not completely close yourself off. Finally, what else I'm going to talk about is something that Matthew Ward often appears on Golden Age of Gaia, and he is channeled by his mother. He died when he was 17, and he's been speaking to his mom, through his mom, saying things that just so ring true to me, and I'm just going to share it. You can go to the website and find it for yourself at Golden Age of Gaia. Every soul in this universe comes from the love light of our most powerful source called God and other names, and all souls are inseparable from source, from each other, and everything else in creation. I can't disagree with that. Every soul is eternal and multidimensional, and its beginnings are the pure love light energy of Creator, the most powerful force in the cosmos. He says that you aren't a person who has a soul. You're a soul who has a personal lifetime, who's having a personal lifetime. Totally agree with all of that. Of our innumerable other civilizations in the universal family, many are advanced consciously, spiritually, and technologically far above Earth's current population. I truly believe that. I believe that we are being visited by those. Members of some of these civilizations are the ancestors of Earth's peoples. He goes on to say many other things that I think are very enlightening, just things that ring true to me in my soul, things I've heard for many, many, many years. You know, you hear things and you put them away in the back of your mind, and you think, well, I don't know if it's true at the time. An example being years ago, probably at least 15 years ago, maybe longer, there was a woman who came to the radio station. Somehow we got on a different conversation, like I always do. But she started telling me about aliens. And I've been open to them. I believed in my whole life. But she said, you know, I went to Chicago, and I met with these star people. And it was a conference I went to. And she said, and they're, you can't even tell that they're from another planet. They look just like us. And they were here telling us how they're integrating with the world. Now, at the time, I didn't know what to believe. I thought, well, I hope so, but I don't know. Is she just making this up? Is she just looking for attention? And since then, I've heard so many things about that kind of thing going on. So it's just like, did she actually experience that? I think she did. At the time, I wasn't sure, but now I believe there are beings here. Just because we don't see them doesn't mean that it's not going on. Just because we're not involved in it. Some of you would say, well, I'd like to meet them. Maybe that's not part of your path. Now, you can always change it. You know, I think we have the freedom to do, become whatever it is, as long as it's not something, you know, hurting others. Now, in this lifetime, you may have chosen to hurt someone, but that's part of, who knows, that could be a karmic agreement or it could be an awakening thing. But while you're here, I believe you can change it. You can change it and become a lot of different options. So I really believe there's going to come a time when we will find out that reincarnation is absolutely true. There is apparently many that believe, and I believe this too, that Jesus taught about reincarnation. He was telling people. And what he was, one of the messages he was trying to tell us is that you don't have to go that route anymore, because that in itself is a limited form of thinking. Even though it's more evolved than what we have kind of right now, he says people get caught up in that trap and we can move beyond that. And I believe that probably was one of his messages that he was telling us, that he was total Christ consciousness, connected on the highest level to God. And if we wanted to return to that, then we just had to follow what he was saying and live like he did. And that all makes total sense to me. Be committed to that. Very few of us want to be, because we're in these physical bodies and there's a lot of fun things we can do, right? So it takes total dedication to return to that state of what I would call a Christed consciousness, and an ascended master, somebody that we already have this. It exists in all of us. And we've just forgotten it, and we maybe don't quite want to return to it. But that's not a bad thing. So getting back to the movie, if you go see it, let me know, because I'm thinking about, I probably won't go see it. I don't go see too many movies, but I will eventually catch them when they come to, you know, TV. I don't go to the theater that often, but I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. If there's anything you want to share with me, let me know. Just a short little yap this time around. I love animals. I think they're fantastic. They do so much for us. And what a different world it would be, you know? By the way, you can communicate with your animal. And people don't realize this. Even talking to them. Now, they may not appear to get it outwardly, and they may not get it outwardly. But inwardly, their consciousness totally gets what you're saying. So instead of getting upset with them when they do things, talk to them. And they really do get it. They have their own unique personalities. And you sure do miss them when they're gone, don't they? But like everything else, I believe their essence goes on and it comes back. Now, some people might wonder, does an animal, you know, do people, do loved ones, human beings, do they come back as animals? No, I don't believe so. But who's to say, right? I mean, there's endless possibilities out there. But I would also say that they do communicate, spirits of loved ones, through animals, and I've talked about this many times. And the way I understand it, of course, animals are always giving. They're always giving. They're willing to give their lives. But, and let's say you want to come back and try to connect with a loved one from the other side. And you've tried doing several different things, leaving little feathers or dimes, or those are kind of the classic things that spirits will do, maybe showing up as an apparition and just don't get it. Or maybe you bang something, they're not getting the message. So what goes on in the animal universe, and I think all of it, is that they're willing to serve in any way they can to help you, to help others. So they're willing to give up their bodies. Their soul will step aside, just like when somebody's channeling, your soul kind of steps aside and allows something else to come through the body. And I think this is what birds do a lot, what other animals as well. When they show up in your life, something is working through them. And it might only be for like a short period of time. And it's like they're borrowing the body to get a message to you. And then when they're done, poof, the bird goes back to building its nest or feeding its young. And you say, well, that bird was just doing this, but now it's not. Right, it's not, because it was borrowed. Something stepped into it for a moment. And just to get a message to you, let you know that you're loved, let you know that somebody's watching out for you, or to get over your grief. to let you know I'm okay. That's the biggest message they want to give us, is that. And I'd say the same with pets. You know, they don't want you feeling sad. And they're trying to get a message back to you to let you know. And maybe they're also working to bring another animal into your life. There's so much going on that we don't realize. It's like they're not in that spirit world. They're not sitting there going, oh, I wonder if I should do something. They're constantly assisting us and doing things to help us. And it's part of a big design. And it's a lot of it's planned before we even get here. So we think of all these surprises and we think, well, gee, how did this happen? And look at this. You know, yesterday I was sitting out on my deck. It was so nice out, and I grilled out. And I saw four crows flying to the east. Now, I should have looked it up. There's a book called Animal Speak. You've heard me talk about it more than once. But there's always, you know, anything that's a little unusual. And I don't think I've ever seen four crows fly. Well, probably. Maybe I have. I didn't find it that it was that unusual that I should probably check it out. But I've had many, many things, as you've probably heard over the years, me talk about things. Animals doing incredible things that they shouldn't normally do, or just acting strange in an unusual way. So I finally, you know, thank goodness I got this book, but somebody actually convinced me to get it. Actually, they bought it for me, as I remember. There was a woman in a building that I used to work at, and she said, you should get Animal Speak. You really should. I said, yeah, I'll get around to it. And I just, you know, you say those things, and you're busy, and you forget about it. And then finally she says, look, I got it for you. Here it is. It was one of the greatest gifts I ever got, because now I can look up, and so much of it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't, but a lot of times I can look at an animal behavior, what it stands for, and why I saw an eagle or an owl or a deer or anything, you know. And I'm not just saying, walking around, hey, look, there's a robin. You know, it's got to be doing something a little unusual to get my attention. Even then, I'm kind of leery because I don't want to be one of those, you know. Oh, my goodness. It's a sign. It's a sign from Uncle Lester. Maybe not, you know. Helps that I have a lot of psychic friends because they can show me things and that was my computer. Never mind that. They can show me things and confirm, and you know, I usually don't tell them much, so they come up with these things and tell me, oh yeah, this is so and so, it's your mother, blah blah blah. The thing like with pigeons, my mom being behind that, there's no way that my friend Joy knew anything about it. I used to see these things all the time, and they would show up in the middle of the street while I was driving to work, and they did this for like 2 weeks, and I remember Joy did a reading on me, and she said, your mom's here, but she's got a dove. No, it's a pigeon. And I thought, a pigeon? That's unusual to have a pigeon on your shoulder. Why would people have, I mean, all animals are wonderful. I don't hold anything against pigeons. But it turned out, you know, that pigeon was, she was telling me basically, oh yeah, I'm the one that sent you the pigeons. Just letting you know. So I believe that. I believe that's true. And I believe they do communicate through other animals. I've had way too many strange things happen. And many people tell me the same thing. And it gives people hope that maybe a loved one is communicating with them. You know, I wish I wrote down every time I heard something from somebody, because people tell me a lot of times, just recently, something to do with butterflies. I don't remember the exact story. Somebody tells me also another type of thing, dragonflies. I think it was dragonflies. Renee, who came in to cut an ad with me, told me about her father, maybe, that passed away. And, you know, on special events, this dragonfly would show up in a time of year when you shouldn't see a dragonfly. So she really felt it was her father communicating with her. So I think there is, you know. And then people want to believe that, and other people in the family don't. And it's like, it's too bad, you know, that let people believe it if they want. And don't make fun of them. Because who knows, maybe they're right. And I believe they are. We're starting to find out more. More and more is coming out. How long it's going to take, I don't know. Anyway, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Blessings and love and joy.